Did Laura believe in fairies? I start the section off with a bit of a smile because I know how contentious this topic is for a portion of the audience of this audio. As I said before, please be patient with what I present and keep an open mind as I share stories drawn from interviews of those who knew Laura, words from Laura's book and play, and parts of Laura's philosophy in an attempt to convey her answer, were you able to ask her this question for yourself? First, let's start with what others have said about Laura's beliefs. I had a chance to interview a woman who knew Laura during the early 1970s recently. She had been a single mother then and overwhelmed with responsibility when she saw the tree one day as she drove down High Road. Pulling into the drive, she got out of her car and sat beneath the tree for a bit and experienced the sense of peace and comfort that draws so many to the Oaks presence today. Over the next few years, her life moved forward, but every now and then she would return when she needed a calm moment and sometimes even bring gifts of fruits or vegetables to Laura when she did. We spoke for an hour or so, and as we were wrapping up, making small talk, she turned to me and said, "You know, Laura believed in fairies, don't you?" At this point, I didn't give the comment much thought, and we proceeded to talk about the fairy houses and other items in the garden, and how we both felt that Laura would have approved, but she never did share with me why she felt the way she did about Laura's beliefs, only smiling when I asked as if it were a secret she couldn't yet share. Another interview conducted during my time as curator with a woman who lived near Laura on High Road yielded another small window into Laura's thoughts. This now elderly woman had been a child when Laura lived in the cottage, and when very young had developed a rheumatic fever, a condition that often killed children in that time. As a young girl lay in bed recovering from the fever, Laura would often come over and sit at the bedside reading stories to keep the child company. It was during these stories and conversations that the child asked, in the way that children do, did Laura believe in the denizens of the fairy tales she was reading, to which Laura smiled and whispered yes. We are not limited to these two stories, and can now turn to Laura's own words from her writings. Laura published her last book in 1981 entitled Lichgate on High Road. In it, chapter 4, the last paragraph, Laura writes the following. A friend lent me $5,000, and in 1956, I was ready to begin peopling my place with the spirits of Merry England. Though never specific about what these spirits were, it isn't hard to draw a parallel between her spirits and the legends of the little people, fairies and such things, that inhabit the English countryside. From the same book, we also have the following quote about her home. Here was a curiosity, out of time and place, a fairy tale creation, come to settle as if by spell in the Florida sunshine. A fairy tale creation, of what kind we will probably never know. We will turn next to Laura's 1936 Greek play entitled Cupid. She submitted as her thesis for the master's degree she received that same year. The main character in the play is Psyche, and I've always felt strongly that the character and Laura are the one and the same, something I will explore more deeply on another page of the site. In this play, we encounter not fairies, but something called a dryad. This is a Greek word, and it refers to a nymph or a spirit that inhabits trees, and specifically an oak tree. Remember, this was written in 1936, 20 years before Laura purchased Lichgate to live near and protect an important oak. Did she plan her path even that far back? That's a topic I'll also try to cover a little bit more later. From the play, we have several references to dryads. One is a quote from the father to Psyche in the play, who had been tutoring the Psyche-Laura character when they were distracted. He says, "And I tried to bring you back to the belief in dryads for at least 2 minutes." Later, the father asks Psyche, "Is it true? Then you believe in Pan, the fauns, and the dryads?" She nods assent. To explain why she believes, Psyche says the following. "I hardly know, but there come some times in my life when my heart, like a dryad, flies to its lair, and my wild soul takes flight towards something which is far from this earth, but which has always hovered there, which is in truth what I am." Now lastly, we will look into Laura's philosophy for clues to her beliefs. We know that Laura was a transcendentalist. This was the philosophy of Emerson and Thoreau, a quintessential American thought that arose prior to the Civil War. Later it became the philosophy of people like John Muir, who was the co-founder of the Sierra Club in 1892, or the poet Walt Whitman. And at its core, in fact, embedded in its name, is a belief in transcendental knowledge. This means that people, men and women equally, have knowledge about themselves and the world around them that transcends or goes beyond what they can see, hear, taste, touch, or feel. This knowledge comes through intuition and imagination, not through logic or the senses. So belief in something that is not seen would not have been unusual in Laura's world. So in the end, what did Laura believe? As I said in the introduction, I don't think she believed in Tinkerbell living in the garden, but I do believe that she thought that there was an energy or a spirit inhabiting the living things around her. I also believe that she sought the company of this energy, sought to gain understanding about herself and her place in the universe from this energy, embodied by beings like the oak that had lived long before her and would do so long after she passed. So with that, I side with the writers of that long-ago classic about belief, as expressed in the famous letter, "Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus," changes in wording somewhat to say, "Yes, dear listener, there are fairies, for where there is awe and mystery, there is the opportunity to learn more about ourselves and our world."